Yo, what's up? Every day I wake up and we record this podcast, and there's no real good reason for it. I just do it as soon as I wake up, except for yesterday. Anyway, don't listen to it. It's not that good. This is Overslept with Chris Laker. Okay.
Man, fucking tired.
8:55. All right. In Syracuse at the Aloft Hotel, or Aloft. I guess it's a loft, which is an interesting hotel. It's made by the W people. The people make W, and this is like, I don't know. It's supposed to be. It's interesting. And it's weird. It's like the future. They try to make it look like the future, but it was what we thought the future was in 2006, and it kind of doesn't hold up. I mean, I am not complaining about this hotel. It's comfortable. I enjoy. I'm ha I love every hotel. I just think it's funny. It's like got all these weird things about it. Like it's very feels like a pod, like on a spaceship. The room, and it's and in the lobby, they want you to like hang out. There's a pool table. There's snacks. They have like local musicians performing. Like I've been here, like in the afternoon and in the evening, and Mike was saying it was like, oh, I don't know. I'm not going to repeat his words, but he said he had a funny line. I'm not going to tell you. I don't know why. I feel like it's like him talking about a thing. I don't know. Anyway, that don't worry about that. But I'm always. It's like Louis C.K. Saturday Night Live model. He's like I used to be. He's rich now. He's not happy with anything. When he was poor, he was happy. Like at every like, he'd stay at motels and he liked it. Like shitty motels. And I'm not staying in shitty motels. Stay at like decent places. And because I'm with Mike. I'm like, it's cool. And but whatchamacallit? I'm always thrilled to be in a hotel. I love a hotel, but this one's just like funky. But what's it's interesting is. Jacqueline used to work in advertising, and she worked there she worked on the W account, right, for the W hotels, and then they were opening these hotels then, and she, like, they wrote like some of the slogans and some of the names of the things. Like the pool is called like Splash. Pool's closed, but not that I'm going into a hotel pool. It just feels weird. Not going to a pool, period. But what am I doing in a pool? I understand people like to swim for exercise. I'm just saying for enjoyment. Taking off my shirt in public, the thing. So I went to hotel pool when I was in. I went to Palm Springs. I went to hotel pool, but that was like a resorty kind of vibe, not like suburban hotel. I don't know if it's suburbs. Yeah, I mean, it's like probably. No, I think it's like in the. I don't know, because like you look over. I don't understand Syracuse, but anyway. Yeah, just she was just pointing out the stuff that she named. That's kind of cool. And she thinks she came up with the slogan. live life aloft. She said, I think I did. I don't know how you think you did. You did, you didn't. But she probably did. It's not like she's a liar. Oh, I gotta catch a plane. I gotta pack. So I can't do too much. Oh, I got a Facebook message from Kevin about yesterday. What did he say? He said, Chris, the opposite of Whole Foods must be Key Foods. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I used to live near one on Avenue A where a cashier got stabbed by her psycho ex-boyfriend. Yeah. Well, on Avenue A, that must have been a long time ago. But, because Avenue A is pretty fancy these days. Yeah, but Avenue A used to be. That's in Manhattan. That's like the first places in Manhattan that get gentrified were the East Village. I can't believe there used to be these places in Manhattan that you could just live for cheap. You know, but anyway, yeah, Key Food. Well, it's like in Manhattan, in New York, there's like C-Town, there's Key Food, there's Pioneer. These are all kind of, but they vary. But yeah, he's right. The opposite Whole Foods probably like that kind of Key Food or C-Town. So, but stabbed by her psycho ex-boyfriend. Why would you go? I guess you know where to find her at work. Yeah, but stabbing somebody, it's like you're going to go to, I guess it's a crime of passion. You're not thinking about, I'm going to go to jail. You're like, I just need to stab my ex-girlfriend for leaving me. God. Love is crazy. Not saying that that's love, really, but it's just that's love is love, whatever that is, the crime that makes you crazy enough to want to hurt somebody physically. Very few things will make you want to, well, it'll either be you think you love somebody and you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with them, and they lie to you and hurt you, or they cut you off in traffic. Either one of those things. It'll be like road rage, like I'm going to fuck it. Or I've never wanted to kill. Actually, yeah, I've wanted to kill people in traffic more than I've ever wanted to kill a woman that's hurt me. Not that there's been, you know, there's my, the only one that really, like, did a number on me was my ex-wife. That was like, oh, that, like, I felt like I was, I felt the, that was just, I felt devastated. But, never, I yelled a lot. Did I want to physically, I never would. But did I want to? I don't think I wanted to. I wanted to kill the dude that she cheated on me with. I wanted to kill him. And I called him up, but I never threatened him. I called him up, he didn't pick up, he's not gonna pick up. And I yelled into his voicemail once. But I even knew then when I was like so pissed that I did that, that don't threaten, because he's probably the kind of fucking dick that would, like, if you threatened, he's gonna call the cops, even though he knows you're not gonna do it. So nope, didn't do it. But Yeah, that's just and that was just bound to happen anyway. Well, we were bound to like split. It's just, I don't know, man. I try to. It takes a little bit of distance to be like, ah, you know, what are you gonna do? And it's just like I have like Jacqueline, who's like the best, and it's like if Jacqueline like ran off with some other guy or something, I would say, I don't even know if I would be sad. I don't even know if I'd be mad. I would just be sad. Because I'd be like, yeah, you deserve it. You deserve better. Go ahead. Not to be all sappy and shitty, but it's Sunday. I'm tired. I gotta get going. Pack up and go home. And, well, I think I'm just going to go now because I just got, yeah, I don't want to, I could talk for a few more. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I should probably go. It is weird that I can, that as I'm talking and saying, oh, I can talk more or I'm not, it's like, you know exactly. I know I bring this up all the time. I'm like, oh, you know if this is going to be a short one or not, by the thing. But it's like, I don't know, and you do know. But we're talking. I don't know, it's weird. Not like we're having a conversation, but that's how I feel sometimes when I listen to a podcast. It's like, well, I'm like, it's like I'm hanging out with these people because I'm listening to a conversation. It's like if I was just hanging out and like I was really fucking high and I ain't saying anything, I'm just listening. So it's kind of like being there in that room. I'm now getting it all kind of stoned when I talk, and I'm not even high. I'm just tired. I need coffee. Ooh, yeah. I saw some of that. I got the White House correspondence there. It seemed funny. But let's not talk about politics. Maybe I'll do. Let's do a little. Let me do a little bit of news. Hold on. Why is my phone locked? You know what? I'm not even do the news. I'm just gonna ponder this for a second. Who are these? What's up with people? I noticed this, right? I have an iPhone, and I unlock my iPhone with my fingerprint. Now, before there was the fingerprint reader, right? I didn't lock my fucking shit at all. I just, I don't need to. I don't want to put a code in every time. But I got fingerprint reader. That's how I open it. Now, I see other people with iPhones, and you can use the fingerprint reader, and they don't. They use the code instead, still, which I would find maddening to use the code. Now, the only thing I can think of, now I know this is true, like if the cops, if you get arrested, right, and cops take your phone, they can make you unlock it if it's a fingerprint, but not if it's a code. Because fingerprint, they're like, it's kind of a fucking weird thing. But we're in, you know, this is new shit, so newish shit. I mean, the fingerprint reader has been on phones for like 3 or 4 years now, right? Probably like 4 years. At least on iPhone. Probably longer on Android phone. I don't know. But I don't got nothing on my phone. It's like if the cops are going to get into my phone, if I get arrested, what am I getting arrested for? It's you can't even get arrested for weed in New York. So that's the only thing that I do that's like illegal. But if I, like, and these people I know, they're not doing anything illegal. And it's just like the thought of it, I don't know. I see a lot of people, they're always with the coat. I don't think that the only reason I could think of that is like, even if you're cheating on your girlfriend, it's fucking way more suspicious to be all coated up than to just fingerprint it. I don't understand the advantage. And I'm gonna actually ask somebody tomorrow or tonight even. I'm gonna ask, if I see somebody doing a coat, I'm gonna, why the fuck you do a coat? What's so goddamn, what's so secret in your phone? Because I still can't get into it. I can't get to your naked pictures of your of that you're keeping that really you should delete once the relationship's over. I don't know. I guess it's up to you. I don't have any of that. The one time somebody sent me like a naked picture, I deleted it after I stopped seeing her to be a gentleman. I think she asked, and I did it. So you're gonna show people? You're gonna look at it. I get you're gonna look at it, but I don't know. I deleted it. Anyway, I don't know. That's stupid. I'm gonna go. You guys have been. I'm not gonna put this. I don't think I'm gonna put this up right now. I think I'm gonna wait till I get home. So it's probably not gonna go. It's probably like it's gonna go up at like 3 or 4 or something. And you're gonna be like, "Hey, did he not record as soon as he woke up?" I did. But I might put it up now. I might have time. I should really pack. I'm a little nervous. I don't think I want to. It doesn't take that long. I'll figure it out. But if it doesn't go up till like 3 or 4, I recorded it at like before 9 in the morning. Right now, we've been recording for 17 minutes. It's 9:12. So, all right. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow from New York City. We love you.